Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 81. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 59. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our high of 80, and more showers likely into Thursday night, cloudy with a low around 62. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday as well, otherwise sunny with a high of 80, and more rain possible throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Kansas Highway Patrol officer had his badge stripped by the Kansas Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. In March of last year, Aaron Plum was drinking and playing billiards at a bar in Shawnee County, and the victim of his crimes was playing pool with him. When the victim went to go close his bar tab, he noticed that his debit card was missing, along with his jacket. He confronted Officer Plum at the time, who denied taking the jacket and the debit card. He noticed his jacket and debit card in the front seat of a car, and the car ended up being Officer Plum's. Plum had his law enforcement certification revoked as a result of this incident. In other news, Governor Kelly says that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has awarded $10 million to local agencies through the Small Town Water and Sewer Infrastructure Assistant Grant Program. This money will help 18 small communities across the state. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Are you looking for a fun and rewarding full or part-time career? Can you imagine having the evenings, weekends, and summers off? Many Kansas school nutrition programs are seeking individuals who enjoy giving back to their community and helping children build their future. A wide variety of immediate positions are available nearby. Contact your local school district or food service director for more information on current positions available. Don't hesitate. Call today. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Michael S. Broombaugh, age 52, of Osage City, has been taken to custody and transported to Osage County Jail Facility on the suspicion of possession of cocaine and interference with law enforcement after a traffic stop around 1:20 a.m. earlier this week. The arrest was made on U.S. 75 near Carbondale, and the officers located illegal narcotics following a routine traffic stop. Heartland Motocross Sports is closing its doors officially in October. The closure was announced on the venue's Facebook page earlier this week, and management is citing an ongoing tax battle between the track and Shawnee County. Management at the track says that the county is overtaxed them, but the state courts have decided to side with the county in the matter. In other news, a retired Topeka schools administrator will finally get to live her lifelong dream, that being competing in an upcoming episode of Wheel of Fortune. Topeka Public Schools shared Dr. News' appearance via Facebook earlier this week and wished her luck. Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. A fundraiser held annually honors an Omaha Marine killed in Kabul, but there are still questions regarding his death, along with many others. Corporal Dagan Page was 23 years old when suicide bombers in Afghanistan killed him and 12 other U.S. service members in 2021. Marine Sergeant Tyler Fargus Andrews says that he was never interviewed by the U.S. government regarding the Kabul bombings, but he may have had some answers to an investigation. Greg Page talks to KSNB Local 4 about the consistent uncertainty surrounding his son's death.
That one's been weighing on us for quite a while because we've known that. We found out that the investigation didn't include some of those people that had that information. We want the truth. And when that's not happening, you kind of feel like it's incomplete. Like you didn't get everything that you need to do to be able to move forward.
The two-day golf scramble included a concert, silent auction, and parachuters to honor the service and life of Dagan Page. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Hey, Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights Elementary was among four Kansas schools named a 2023 National Blue Ribbon School by the U.S. Department of Education. 353 nationwide earned the honor, which recognizes overall academic performance and progress in closing achievement gaps among students. Up to 420 schools may be nominated annually. And USD 498 Superintendent Sean Spoons commented this week that the district is immensely proud of this achievement, noting that it inspires them to continue striving for excellence in education. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Monday around 8:15 a.m. on West Lilac Road south of Beatrice, just west of U.S. 77. Rachel Bauman, age 47, of Beatrice, collided with a Lawrence, Nebraska man, Toby Kotenik, at the crest of a hill. Kotenik was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Bauman was treated at the scene. The national commander of the American Legion is to include a stop in Frankfort Thursday for lunch at 12:30 at the American Legion Post. The stop is among a dozen in Kansas scheduled this week. Marysville Public Library offers Library U with a program Apples to Apples Thursday at 12:15. Ashley Kirkham with K-State Research and Extension will share all sorts of information about apples, and they'll be sampling. The program is free and open to the public Thursday at 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. Washington County Historical Society educational meeting Thursday evening at 7 will feature Kaylee Carson from the National Orphan Train Museum. In March of 1908, an orphan train arrived in Washington. The train carried 17 orphaned or abandoned children from New York City. The discussion will include what happened to those children involved and is free and open to the public Thursday evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, September 22nd, available to anyone in need of food. No income requirements. This is free with some frozen food and boxes of dry and canned food to be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center beginning at 9 a.m. This is one day only on Friday. Nothing can be saved for a later date. First come, first serve until those commodities are gone for anyone with no income restrictions. For additional information, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging at 562-5522. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day generated 473 gifts to 23 funds totaling well over $92,000, led in contributions and number of donors by the Blue Rapids Museum with over $18,000 from 67 gifts, Blue Rapids Action Team $8,000, and Blue Rapids Library $7,000. Valley Heights Booster Club was second high in number of contributions with 44 and the library with 41. The full leaderboard is on the organization website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. $70,000 in matching funds from the Patterson Foundation, as well as mail-ins yet to be tallied, will bolster the final totals. Sue Ann Morris, age 73, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sue Ann Morris. James A. Jim Vogt, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Vogt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, cornbread, pasta salad, asparagus, and pineapple. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, potato wedges, green beans, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
Sunday, August 24th, a fried chicken and fixins dinner will be held at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 11 a.m. until it's gone. $12 suggested donation, homestyle fried chicken with all the fixings and more desserts than you can imagine. Sunday, August 24th, starting at 11 a.m., hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Action Team.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. More showers throughout the day on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then scattered showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More rain likely into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers still likely into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some rain into Sunday, sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 80. Record high on this date, 99. The average low 56 and the record low 31. Sunrise this morning 7:13. Sunset this evening at 7:29. Mostly clear and 61 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of September. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is looking for teams to compete in their annual barbecue smoke-off fundraiser October 7th. $600 cash payout plus prizes for overall champion, $300 cash plus prizes for people's choice, and $75 cash for best in brisket, ribs, chicken thighs, and dessert. Sign-up deadline is September 27th. $300 entry fee per team, while all meat will be provided by Circle P. Test your skills against the best for a good cause at the Circle P Processing Barbecue Smoke-Off Fundraiser. Visit Circle P in Waterville by September 27th to sign up.
Acuna closing in on even more history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Braves' Ronald Acuna Jr. led off the bottom of the first against the Phillies with a home run. In the bottom of the sixth, he looked for another.
Drilled to center field, on the run, and back to the center field wall is Rojas, but he'll watch it sail into the bushes, and Ronald Acuna. Acuna Jr.'s hit his second homer of the night.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan, 39 home runs now for Acuna. He also stole his 67th base as he nears a historical 40-70 season. Braves beat the Phillies 9-3. Spencer Strider won his Major League leading 18th game, Atlanta ending a four-game skid. Orioles Astros in Houston tied at 2, top third.
Hayes into left field. It's deep. It's back. It's toward the Crawford box, and it's gone. A three-run shot for Austin Hayes.
The call on WBAL, the O's never looked back from there en route to a 9-5 win. Continuing with baseball, Tigers-Dodgers, bottom nine, tied at 2 in Chavez Ravine.
Muncy with a line drive base hit into right. Here comes Betts, throw to the plate, and he is safe, and the Dodgers win it.
The call on KLAC, Max Muncy and the Dodgers walk off the Tigers 3-2. Twins blank the Reds 7-0. Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-3. Cubs rout the Pirates 14-1. The D-backs double up the Giants 8-4. Rangers outscored the Red Sox 6-4. Seattle 7, Oakland 2. The Rangers and Mariners closing to within a half game of the Strohs for first in the AL West. Shohei Ohtani had surgery to repair a ligament in his throwing elbow. He expects to hit next year and return to pitching in 2025. WNBA playoffs. Liberty over the Mystics in overtime, 90-85 to advance to the semis. Breanna Stewart leading New York with 27 points. Also moving on to the semifinals, the Dallas Wings, who drubbed the Atlanta Dream 101-74. They'll face the defending champion Las Vegas Aces. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Wednesday, September the 20th. Before we get going on this day, let's take a look back at yesterday, because yesterday could affect the markets on this Wednesday. Here are the final numbers for you. Corn for December, 476 and a quarter. That's up 4 3/4. March corn at 490 and a half. That's up 4 3/4. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat. On this Tuesday, Kansas City wheat for December, 731, that's down 4. Kansas City wheat for March, 736 and a quarter, and that's down 3.5. Oats for December at 434 three quarters, that's down 19 and a quarter. March oats at 451 three quarters, and that's down 13 and three quarters. Soybeans for November, 1315 and a half, down 1 1/4. January soybeans, 1331 and three quarters, and that's down 1. Taking a look at cotton for October, final price today, 86.06. That's up 52 cents. December cotton, 87.52, and that's up 52 cents as well. Live cattle for October, $185.67. That's down 65 cents. High, $187.45. Low, $185.65. December live cattle, $190.47. That's down 52.5 cents. High, $192.05. Low, $190.25. Feeders for September, $253.50. Your final price, that's down 75 cents. Your high was $255.67.5. Low, $253.27.5. Feeders for October, $259.35. That's down $1.60. That's your market information. And that's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning from top to bottom, inside and out. Call Peak Construction, 562-6380.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Canola growers have many things to take into consideration when planting this season's crop. K-State canola breeder Mike Staum discusses things canola producers should remember when choosing the variety and plant site for their canola crop. Staum mentions that they have done work that has helped them gain confidence in the crop.
The number one question that I get about canola varieties in particular is it going to survive our winter conditions? And, you know, for the most part, yes. We're gaining more and more confidence with canola and its ability to survive the winters here in Kansas. And it's an important trait, but one that certainly we need to strongly consider. Site selection for canola is really critical. You know, typically we say medium textured soils that are well drained are best for canola. Probably most critical is the previous herbicides that were used on that ground from the previous crop.
He shares about seeding depth, row spacing, and when farmers should enter their fields for planting.
It is a small seeded crop, and so your planting depth is going to be shallow. So typically we don't seed canola deeper than an inch. Also, canola is a crop that has a lot of flexibility in its ability to be grown in a different number of row spacings. So we have canola that's planted in narrow row spacings, anywhere from 7.5 to 10 inches, but it can be grown in row spacings all the way up to 30 inches. Typically in the state of Kansas, September is that window for getting the crop seeded on time in order for it to have enough fall growth to make it through our winter conditions.
Staum reviews what the field should look like before planting and what producers need to do during the growing season when it comes to weed and disease management.
You know, when canola is small, it's not very competitive with weeds, and so what we tell growers is to make sure that you plant into a weed-free field. That'll get canola off to a great start, and then hopefully as we get some rainfall this fall and the crop is established, we get a flush of weeds. We want to make sure that we control those weeds at a very small stage. And we have different options for weed control in canola. There are good, reliable grass herbicides that can be used for varieties that are conventional, that don't have any particular herbicide tolerance to them. But the one disease that we need to be aware of is the blackleg fungus. And so we want to scout fields for any blackleg lesions. And there are a number of fungicides that can be sprayed in the fall to help minimize the impact of blackleg.
That was Kansas State University canola breeder Mike Staum with what canola growers need to think about in terms of management as they are getting ready to plant their winter canola. For more information, go to www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu and find the August 31st e-update articles, Winter Canola Management Considerations and Winter Canola Planting Considerations. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Some historical characters are synonymous with the hats they wore. We're talking about famous headgear today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 20th. It is the 263rd day of the year, and actress Sophia Loren celebrates a birthday. September is National Fall Hat Month. A rather transparent attempt to make us think about our cool weather headgear needs. But it also got us thinking about history's most famous hats and the heads that wore them. America's most iconic include Abe Lincoln's stovepipe, Davy Crockett's coonskin cap, and the classic Stetson of the American cowboy. Jackie Kennedy's signature pillbox was an enduring fashion statement, while the movies gave us Charlie Chaplin's bowler and the fedoras worn by Humphrey Bogart and Indiana Jones. Can you top those? It's a fun way to observe Fall Hat Month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and solve the puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY, 62 this hour. Highs approach 80 again today. Very pleasant week ahead. Scattered chances for showers start to move in. This is Constitution Week, celebrating the 235th anniversary of the signing of this great document. Did you know that nowhere in the Constitution does it say it's a free country? Amendment 1 of the Constitution does not include the words freedom of expression, but over time it's been ruled to include limits to the freedom of speech, press, assembly, for defamation, perjury, contempt of court, and hate speech, size of public demonstrations, trade secrets, noise pollution, classified information, and treason. Study the Constitution. Know your rights. Know what it says and does not say. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. K-State linebacker is undergoing season-ending surgery. Daniel Green is going to be out for the season. Chris Kleiman confirmed earlier this week. Green is in his sixth year with the Cats and sustained a pectoral injury during K-State's loss to Mizzou. He had surgery earlier this week and also was voted team captain this fall for the second straight year. This injury likely ends his college career, as Green was using his COVID year to play one final season of college football. Kleiman will explore the idea of finding a way to get Daniel Green another year of eligibility. The idea of getting Green another year of eligibility. Fellow linebacker Jake Clifton is also out with an injury. The true freshman from Hillsboro, Missouri, will be out for a while, with Austin Romaine listed as the first middle linebacker. The Wildcats face the UCF Knights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium next week. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
For Friday night football action, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Cape Rep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage at 6:45 with 7 o'clock kickoffs, live on KNDY, KNDYradio.com, and on our free mobile apps. Plus, tune game nights for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
KNDY.
In that apartment too small to share, with Creedence on the radio. Our parents just shook their heads on the day that we were wed. And I recall everybody said we'd only last a year or so. America's a tough town. Somehow the three of us got by in 1969. I had a brother in Vietnam, so I went to see my Uncle Sam. He didn't want a family man carrying a gun for him. So I bought a Volkswagen bus, and I painted flowers over the rust. But all that talk about peace and love was wearing mighty thin.
Like two rebels without a cause.